Hi, hon. I'm home. Yeah, sorry I was gone for so long. I stopped to see my parents, and you know how my father likes to go on and on about the family business. Apparently, some shopkeepers got into their heads that the protection money we asked them for was a bit much. Yeah, of course, my cousin Marco, you know him, right? Yeah, I think you met him when we were with my family last Christmas. Yeah, anyways, he had to go and sort things out. Oh goodness, I'm sorry. Did it again. I know you hate hearing about my family's work, and I was just rambling on like an idiot. Sorry, please don't worry. He only had to hurt one of them, and he'll be out of the hospital by end of the week, pinky swear. Yes, I promise I'll have my father forgive him. You know I'd do anything to make you happy. That's something you wanted to talk to me about? What do you mean? You're leaving me? We've been dating for 4 years, and you're gonna leave me because of what? My family isn't perfect enough for you? What happened to, oh, I'll love you forever, no matter what. Did that not mean shit to you? How could you fucking do this to me? I love you. And we're perfect for each other, and you're just throwing that away? What? Too many people get hurt. Well, they had it coming. We give them simple rules, and they don't follow them. How is that my fault? No, don't go. You know I didn't mean it like that. Of course. Of course, I don't want people to get hurt. It just happens sometimes. No. You can't go. I love you. I love you, and we were made for each other. You've made up your mind? Oh, well, so have I, and you are not leaving. No, I'm not getting out of the way of a door. And if you're as smart as I know you are, you're gonna sit back down right now. Why? Well, if you don't, I'll just let my father know that you broke my heart, and then, well, Marco might have a little chat with a few more people. Not you, of course. I'd never hurt you. But some of your friends, maybe your family too? Of course we wouldn't want that, right? I know you'd never want to. I mean, I can't imagine how sad it would be if any one of your friends got hurt. But if you broke all your promises to me, I think I'd be too distraught to stop them. You don't want me to be distraught, right? That's right. Sit back down. Okay. I think it's time we lay down some ground rules. Since clearly I'm the more caring one in this relationship, I'm gonna have to teach you how you're supposed to show your girlfriend you love her. Rule one, when your girlfriend, that's me, in case you got that lost and your gorgeous head asks you to do something, you do it. Rule two, you never, ever, ever betray her or her family. Got it? Yeah, this is for your safety, honey. If you didn't listen, I'd be so, so sad. And we don't want to talk about what happens then, right? Good! You're getting it. Now come on. Your girlfriend needs you in the bedroom. Come on, you know what I'm saying. Don't act stupid. It doesn't suit you at all. We, you, and me are going to have sex, got it? And I'm going to remind you just why you love me so much. Good. Now, just let me get these pesky clothes out of the way. Come on now. You're not gonna leave me waiting, are you? My tight little body aching, shivering in the cold air. Get those clothes off and lay down on the bed for me. I'll show you exactly how much you mean to me. There we go. That's the man I love. So good and compliant, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just pull down this. And that underwear. Mm-hmm. There he is. Now, I'm just gonna take that into my mouth. Whatever made you think you should leave all of us behind? Mm-hmm. I'm perfect for you, and I know exactly what you want, even before you do. You'd never actually want me to leave, right? You were just a little bit scared. It's okay. I'll make sure you never need to be scared again, okay? As long as you treat me right. No one would dare touch someone protected by my family. And if they did, I personally make sure they would never walk again. See? Can't you feel how much I love you? How much you mean to me? I'd kill anyone who came between us. That's enough of that. As much as I love it, wouldn't want you to finish too early, right? See? I think it's time I show you how much I care about you. Let's get you inside of me. No, no. No condoms. I know you've said you're not ready for kids when I asked before, but, well, we had a made our little rules before, you know? The ones about treating me right. And you wouldn't want to break our rules, would you? Good. Now, let's get this beautiful cock in me. I'll just lift myself up and... lower myself onto you. God, your cock fits me so perfectly. God, it feels so good. So much better when there's not that pesky protection getting in the way of our love. And I know, whether you admit it or not, that you love it too. That you love knowing you're gonna pump me full of your cum, fill me up, and give me a beautiful baby. Okay. Now let's get to it. Yes. God, yes. This is perfect. You're perfect. Yes. Keep going. Harder. I know you love it. Can you feel me clench on you? My body knows it. Like that you're the one for me. And it doesn't want to let go of you either. Fuck! This is where you belong. Underneath me. Do you see now? You see that trying to leave me was never the right answer for you? You love me. You're getting closer. I can feel you twitching in me. God. Feels so good. Fuck. Keep going. No stopping now. You know what you need to do. Drive it into me. As deep as you can. Make me a mother. Make yourself a father. And then you'll never leave me. You'll be mine forever. All mine. Doesn't that sound beautiful? Isn't that what you've always wanted? Fuck. Fuck, babe. Fuck. This feels so good. Are you gonna pump me full of your cum? Give it to me. Give it to me all. Empty your seat. Deep into me. Fuck. Give it to me. Come on. Let it all go. Ah.
You know the rules, babe. You're so good for me. I could feel your. I could feel that seed. So warm and deep inside of me. Now my body's truly yours and yours is mine. Doesn't that feel just right? I love you. I love you more than life itself, and I'm so glad I can finally make you see that. And now I can tell my parents that they'll be getting a grandkid. I'm so excited. Of course, we'll need to get married first, but we can get to planning all that tomorrow. For the moment, all I need is you. I love you, and I know you love me too.